glory will fill the earth like waters of seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministries, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministries.com.
Praise the Lord. I want to go back to the beginning because, you see, when God made the world to stand on two relationships. Praise the Lord. I say God made the whole world to stand on two relationships. Number one is the relationship of man to God. And the second one is the relationship of man to the woman. Praise the Lord. That's the foundation and the beginning of life. See, when God, you see, read the account in Genesis, there are things we must understand. Amen. You see, when God made man in the beginning, in Genesis 1, He gave him authority, He gave him a work, He gave him an assignment. But God had not yet given him His most important work. Praise the Lord. Yes, he said, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the earth, over, he just listed them. That's the universe, the created universe. And the universe is mechanic. Yes, it's mechanic, it's full of life. Then, Genesis 2, continue to Genesis 2, and God now formed the woman. And when he brought the woman, he brought him to the man. And in the woman, he gave the man his most important assignment on earth. He gave him his most important work. This one is not like the universe. This one, this person is organic. God told the man to lead. Look, I can, the star, the sun, the earth, and you know, all those processes. But this is a spirit being that is in touch with the living God. How do you lead that kind of person? It's just like coming to lead an evolution. If you are not evolving yourself, how do you lead an evolution? And so he looked at the woman. He did not understand who he was looking at. He looked into her eyes. He did not understand who he was seeing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, if you don't understand, you know, the baton was, it did not start from us. My father handed the baton to me. Somebody handed it to him. So if you trace it back, on and backward, you go backward. You go back to the first man. So when you go back to the first one, for the first man, you now understand the exigencies or, you know, the nature and the dynamics, how relationship between the man and the woman ought to be. It's not textbook. It's not your understanding. It's not culture. Culture tutors or teaches us how to relate with a woman. Amen. Culture is there. People are there. Books and so many schools of thought are there. But we go back to God's intention, how God intended it in His heart. Even right from the beginning. Amen. Praise the Lord. And like the slide said, that the woman is the last work of Creator's shell. God did everything. Gave him that his first assignment. He did everything perfectly. The Bible says Adam gave names to everything he could name. Good job. He said, but Adam was not happy. So God opened the man. Out of the man, God opened the man and brought the woman out. God has eternal power. Just like one person, as I'm standing now. God can cleave me open and bring 10 people. And that's what he did. Amen. God, now, then, when God did that, there's a prophetic message there. Now, this thing. He said he formed the body of man from dust, right? From raw material. But how did he form the body of the woman? He formed the body of the woman from a finished product. Praise the Lord. That is honor. That is honor. He formed the body of man from the dust, but formed the body of the woman from a finished product. You know, God is a prophet. Everything he does, God will do something, he's speaking down the ages. God will just do something, he's communicating his eternal mind and his eternal counsel. Praise the Lord. Then, when he composed their relationship, this is the woman is standing here, the man is standing there. And then he says something. He said, for this reason, who is going to leave the father and the mother? Who is going to leave? He said, for this purpose, the man will leave and then will cleave to the wife. God has always given honor to women from day one. Amen. Because of their unique personality and their unique role they will play in the earth. One will say something, some people were laughing, that the angel that guides the world. It was the woman that led man out of the garden into the fall. And it was the woman that led man back from the fall and took him back into redemption. Because the second man, the Lord Jesus, came from the womb of the woman. He had no contact with the man. And even when, again, Mary put the husband in trouble, Joseph. When the boy was 12 years, he was forgotten in the temple. He was, they left him in the temple and they came back. And Mary said, your father and I have been looking for you, right? And what did Jesus say? I must be about what? My father's business. And after that day, Joseph was graded out. Amen. Because the Messiah will not have contact with man because he's the seed of the woman. He's the seed of the woman. So the woman led man into the poor. But she's the same woman that led man out of the poor. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we must understand this relationship. I say it's your most important work. Outside of your serving God and loving God and all of those things, you know. I told, it was when I was speaking in Puta. Is it Puta or maybe doing our program, Tongues? There's this man of God, Alan Redpath, doing wonders, miracle healings all over the nations. And then he got stroke. This was the healer getting sick. He got stroke. And then God told him something. All prayer, the faith, everything did not work. And God told him something simple because you neglected your family. I know the pest on the line in the family tree for a man is the woman. See, because God just had mercy on him. He made him to have stroke. People die in plane crash. Wonder if this minister, man of God, he just did healing. He just did miracle. But God sees what you don't see. And the Bible says God responds to the things that are not seen. Looks at the outward appearance. But God looks at the disposition of the heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why am I establishing the, this is men's convention. We put the title the woman. People were wondering why the women. Amen. You know, so that some certain ancient foundations can be corrected. And then for young men that have not yet married, certain things you need to know. You know, as you proceed and as you move further in this journey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometime when I was speaking on the marriage covenant, I said something. He said, if you succeed in marriage, you will succeed everywhere. Because in the marriage covenant, all your graces will be tested. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so when God made the man and then brought the woman, he brought the woman. Okay, before I get there, I just say something, then I'll go there. You know, from what we saw in our slide, even in the perfect, Adam was sad, Adam was lonely and dry in a perfect world with a perfect God. There was beauty. Look at the symphony, you know, of beauty. You know, look at the matchless things God has done. But all of those, not all those things could not fill his eyes. But when he saw the woman, he said, now this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman. That's Genesis 2:23. And the first, when he saw the woman, this is where I'm coming to. Amen. He said, no, what is covenant? You know, the word is fake. Bible says God is word. When he saw the woman, the first word he spoke to the woman, yes, the first word he spoke to the woman revealed so many things. He revealed eternal purpose and counsel. You know, God is an artist. In that garden, he was drawing something. He said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there, all those stories of creation, God was drawing. So I won't go into that, into those ones so that I can just stay online. The first word he spoke, what was the first thing he said? Adam yoked the woman to himself by an eternal covenant. He said, this is bone of my bone. And this is flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. So he yoked the woman to himself. That forever, whatever happened, they are not going to separate. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he demonstrated that. I want to show you the integrity of the man, the prince. Praise the Lord. I hope my men, you are listening. Yes, the integrity of the prince. Oh, God, the proper integrity. So when he saw the woman, the first word he spoke, he yoked the woman to himself. Even before he called her name. He said, this is me. So he did not see another person, he saw himself. He said, this is me. The bone of my bone. And this is flesh of my flesh. By an eternal covenant that was not broken. Amen. And how did I know? Look at where Adam stood. Both of them were here doing their own stuff. God had played and they were enjoying life. Then, I want to do an illustration. I need somebody that will. Let me call a young lady to volunteer to come. I know they'll be shy now. That was first, like, say they speak 20,000 words a day, women. Why men speak just 7,000? Can you appreciate my sister as she's coming? Okay, just stand on this side. Now, this is where two of them were. After the drama had played out, and the woman was in the transgression she had seen. So when she had seen, she had descended. But Adam was still on this platform. Praise the Lord. He was here. He had a choice. So Adam was caught in between the woman and in between God. Praise the Lord. He was caught in between God and in between man. He looked at God. He looked at the perfect one. And he looked at the woman now. She was created. Okay, no sin. She was perfect. But she was not standing in imperfection. And Adam made the choice to yoke himself with the imperfect one. And leaving the perfect one. Because before then, he had said in Genesis 2:23, he said, this is bone of my bone. This is flesh of my flesh. This is not another person. This is me. So when the woman had descended into the transgression, Adam knew he had already descended. Please call 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14. These things are not just ice cream. These are not joke. When you hear things about divinity, spirituality, all that, all of those things, so 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14. And Adam was not what? Can we echo it together? Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Adam did it with his full consciousness. He knew what he was doing. Yes. But he chose to stand with the woman because he had already yoked the woman to himself by an eternal covenant that cannot be broken. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you see integrity and can you see honor? Then not that alone. 3 times Adam spoke in the Bible. He spoke just 3 times. And the 3 times Adam spoke in the Bible, those 3 times he spoke to the woman. The first one was Genesis chapter 2 verse 23 where I read. He said, the Lord God brought the man from his rib and formed the man and brought him to Adam. He said, this is bone of my bone. He shall be called the woman. The second time Adam had to speak was when God called him to come and give account. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 12. He said, what have you done? Who told you are naked? What have you done? Adam said, I will not do it for any other reason, but I'll do it for one reason, and that is the woman. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, and Adam said, he said, the woman. I said, what? He said, look at it. Why did you, this is God's law, commanding and everything, then the woman. I said, what? He said, the reason why I did it. What was his reason? What was his reason? What was his reason? I'm not hearing our voices. Maybe I'll drop the microphone and I'll sit down. What was his reason? Yes, he said, this is woman. Amen. The third time he spoke in scripture, he also spoke to the woman. When God came and God was distributing judgment, I want to show you who a man is. He's not the size of your muscle. He's not the capacity of your bank account. Amen. Amen. It's not your natural ability, your natural talent. How you can sing and how you can do one or two things. Amen. How you can fight one fight and they give you $50 million. Abi? Like they are doing to one of our boys. Amen. That's not what makes you the man. I'm showing you the man who the prince is. That's why I'm not using the word even Adam. I'm using the word the prince. I'm using the word man, who man is. You saw the wonderful drama. You saw the other guy that was possessed the wife, win the wife's back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, and even when all those things scattered, we know it was the woman that ate the fruit. God knew, but who did he ask? It was Adam he asked. Because the responsibility was his own. He was supposed to guide and protect the woman from the serpent. Where was he when the serpent turned? Have you asked that question? Where was Adam? Where was the man? Where was the man? The garden was his home. How did you allow a thief to come into your home? Amen. How come a thief is in your home and you don't have the consciousness that somebody is there? There are a lot of questions to be asked. So I'm not going into that. But the responsibility is his own. That was why he was the first person that God asked. They said, whoever wears the crown, how did they put it? No, whoever pays, wears the crown or something carries the responsibility. There's one idiom they used to say. Who? They dictate the tone, yes. So his inability to understand the woman led to the fall. The woman. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, men have done the major works in the world, but they have had one reason. They have all been influenced by women. Amen. So when God came out distributing judgment, he said, okay, what happened? What happened down? Then he now started. He started from the woman, did this and that, the serpent. Then he came and did Adam, that Genesis verse 19, now 3:19. He said, of the ground, after God finished everything, he had finished saying. What was the next thing Adam did? The Bible says, Adam, Genesis 3:20. After all those judgments, amen. You know, if he saw, start quarreling the wife first. Adam never even rebuked her. He never even, Adam, after all those judgments, in pain, you are going to have childbirth, all of those things. Adam turned to the woman, then he breathed on the woman. That is the meaning of Eve. Eve means life. Breath. You know, the Bible says God breathed onto the man, and the man became a living soul. He breathed life. To prepare the woman for her next great assignment. And when we open Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, what did the woman say? He said, I have begotten a man child with the help of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. What happened? How did she do that? She actually produced another man on earth. And how did she do that? You know, they say the content of the spermatozoa is almost 99% water. So she received that water. She received a seed from the man. She now journeyed back into the mystery of creation. Amen. She journeyed back into the mystery of creation and he reproduced the image of God and then brought it to the earth. And when he gave birth to that man, the man was complete. He's not going to add eye here. The person coming out is complete. He's just going to grow and mature. At birth, what do you add to a child? Everything is embedded inside. The legs, the organs, everything is there. It was a complete being that came. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All of those things had their prophetic essence. I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to just stay so that we can see the relationship between the man and the woman. Twice God honored the woman. And that says, it's a husband, honor your wife. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. What did he say? Husband, because you are made in the image of God. He's telling you to do the same thing that God did. Because if you don't do that, amen. If you don't understand the way the relationship between a man and a woman is composed. You know why we are saying this and why God was doing this? Because God was going to give man authority over the woman. And to safeguard him, he bestowed more honor on the woman. That's why in marriage, women are more vulnerable. True or false? It's not because they are a lesser species to a man. How can even some people argue that the woman is inferior or not inferior? Is it not the same body and the same bone? This is bone of my bone, but out of the same man. You understand? And even the day God made them, he said, made them two. But two of them were in one body. And what God did was to pass them into two. Praise the Lord. Was to what? Was to pass them into two. So, and then the authority that God gave man, you must understand this. The authority that God gave man over the woman, amen, is only going to last here on earth. When we step into the eternal glory, what is going to determine authority's obedience? Praise the Lord. What is going to determine authority? Power. Is going to be what? Obedience. So what is administrative, just to put structure and order? It's not like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This Bible says there are three that bears record in heaven. The three of them are one. Right? The Father, the Son, they are the same thing, right? No one is greater than the other. But for the purpose of earth, when Jesus stepped out of eternity and stepped into earth, what did he say? He said, My Father is greater than who? Than I. Right? And that was the purpose of doing the work of redemption, doing earthly assignment and doing one or two purposes that God had proposed that we should do. And after he finished that work, he took the glory that he had before and is equal with the Father. Praise the Lord. So that's how the man and the woman is. You see, I say Jesus came out of the bosom of the Father. The woman came out of the man. It's not because the man is superior. Culture will have us think so. Praise the Lord. But because for the dynamics of the earth. So you don't abuse that authority. And that authority that is given to man is giving him for service. Man is the head, the woman is the body, right? The body bears the head, amen, and the head makes the body to live. Did you get the analogy I did? Who is the head? Okay, I'm the head. But who is the body? The body is the woman, and the man is the head, amen. The body bears what? When we say the angel that shapes the world, amen. Praise the Lord. The body bears the head, and the head makes the body to live. That's why I say the 1 Corinthians 11 will tell you that the woman is of the man, but the man is also through the woman. Amen. That God's whole order. And the first man that did not come through the woman, he could not survive. He was thrown out of creation, and that was at the second man that came through the woman became the eternal man. He's the one that survived and that stayed. So he said the man is through the woman. So the destiny of the man is going to be through the woman. So women have a big role to play in the lives of men. So until we understand that the relationship, the foundation of the earth is going to stand up, of course. It's going to still be divided. Amen. They asked Mother Teresa one day, how do we solve the problem of the world? You know, it's made up of men that were there, the United Nations, the bulk of them are men and everything. He gave them a very simple answer. He said, go home and love your families. They said, how can we bring peace to the world? How can we? They were asking Mother. He said, go home and love your family. And then the one-time Prime Minister of Pakistan said, this woman is the United Nations. Because he hit the nail on the head. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not hearing our voice. I say, praise the Lord. We are living spirit. I say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Open Ephesians 5, 22. You say, wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as to the Lord. Okay. Verse 23. He said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the savior, the body. You see the headship? He's elevating you to a place of authority and power, so that he can do something. And what is he going to do? What is he going to do? He's the savior of who? And I said, who is the body? Who is the body? Okay. You see, men have failed in the woman more than in every other ventures in life. I say, yeah, the man stood and God brought the woman. Men have failed globally in the woman, in handling the woman more than in every other sector in life. And that's why you need skill, you need wisdom. You look at the drama they play, let me watch. It requires a lot of patience. I told her the woman is an evolve, is a being that is evolving. And if the man is not evolving, how are you going to mash up? How are you going to lead the woman? How? Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 24. He said, therefore, as the church is subject unto the wife, so let the wife be subject to their own husband in everything. The next verse. He said, husband, he said, love your wives. What? Love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself. That love is qualified. He said, that love is qualified. And the qualification of that love is something that is there. The thought to the last letter. He says, love as Christ loved, and then Christ gave himself. The sacrifice that I give her money, I bought her car, what does she want? The person the woman needs is you. Who did I say she needs? Who did I say she needs? Yeah, and that's the first offering that you can give into the marriage. He said he gave himself. But to do what? Look at the next verse. He said that he sanctified, then he cleansed it and shaped it into the image that he wants it to look like. Right? The next verse. And then he can now present it back to himself. Amen. So it requires a lot of skills. It requires wisdom. Amen. It's not a car if you fit. You know, it's the brake pad. You go and buy another brake pad and brake fix and everything. But the woman is not like that. This men's convention we hear, we speak to ourselves so that we can be, praise the Lord. And then we speak to our young ones so that we can give them vision for the future. Amen. I had a good home, not because it was accidental. I prepared for it. You know, I took time and years to prepare for the woman. It's not just by finish from school. You are looking for a job, get the next job, and get married, and all kinds of things in marriage. All kinds of things in marriage. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is the first institution that God ordained is the marriage. And the last one that God ordained is the marriage supper of the family. And that one is not just the last, it's going to be the first in the new world that is coming. It's going to lay the foundation for the new world that is coming. So you can see the kingdom of God is more relational, more of relationship than anything. When God did the first creation, I say, lay the foundation of the relationship between man and himself and the relationship between man and the woman. That's how he set the foundation of the first world. We'll talk about the kingdom of God that is coming, the new world that is coming. It's going to rest on another foundation. And that is the marriage supper of the Lamb. That is the marriage between Christ and his bride. I thought you put your hands together. Praise the Lord. So a lot of things revolve around it. Amen. A lot of things revolve around it. So my word is simple and my message is simple. I've gone back to the beginning to open the beginning. To make us see how it stands and so see the integrity. You know, what we call the integrity of man. Praise the Lord. So I say, okay, am I saying you should not rebuke? I'm not going to talk about all of those things. But I want to show you something we can add to our life. Praise the Lord. What a woman needs, she needs support. You can shape the image you want her to be. And that's the playlist that we looked at. Some people have failed because they lack the required skill. Because if you obey God, it's not only that you have been doing things, you are going to generate spiritual power to bring the change. Amen. When Jesus was preaching, they were not listening. They called him all kinds of them, but there was a pattern of work he worked on it. With the Father, with wisdom and with skill, and he has brought all of us back to himself. The very people that were not listening to him, praise the Lord. So it's a call to rise higher. You must grow in love. You must grow in faith. You must grow in patience. And say the man who leads the woman, where does he lead the woman to? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know. So on and on, those are the stuff. Is that simple? And this is the word I want to bring to us. And from all the slides that we've run through, we showed us everything that we have said. I'm sure you have picked one or two things. And we want to say, we want to appreciate you. We appreciate you. We want to say we love you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Amen. In part of the slide that we read, I think the barrister that read it, he said the woman is carrying a 6-month-old baby in her tummy. And she's backing another 18-month-old baby. And the husband that is over 30 years. Amen. Now is carrying that one on her head. Amen. Women have that kind of strength, you know, that is unique and peculiar to them. Yes. Men have theirs. They have this strength that is unique. Then, another thing Adam did was to put the woman's name before his name. He said, who and then man. That means you are going to come first in my life. You are going to be the motive and the reason that I live. And that's why the slide we watch, he said that the 20 richest women in the world, apart from number 17, they all of them inherited their wealth from who? from either their husband or from their father. Let them put the woman's name before his name. Say, woman. You know, yes. Eh? Yes, yeah, that's the original surname. His own name was there. He puts the woman there. So the woman is what? So in God making, after God made man, in making the woman, he added something extra to the woman. Amen. And that's why some people call her the woman. Womb, the man. The womb, man. Amen. So when he did the man, this is the man. Then when he now, you know, he finished everything. And he did everything and brought the woman on a red carpet. Amen. So when he now did the woman, he added something to the woman. Amen. And what he added eventually with what God himself will put inside. And that was the womb of Mary. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's not out of place. It's not, you don't have to leave your culture as a man. You know, when I was serving, I know some people, when those days, when we fresh water, when all of us were young people now, NYC, everybody wanted to show ego. I started in Zamfara State. So we all live in a portal like this. You know, there's no church there. We'll do our fellowship inside there, inside the place there. So normally, you know, it's things I have just learned, you know, from my just working with God. I was just like not too, I was still relatively young in the faith. So I got, when they want to bait, I'll go and fetch water for them. Some other people say, I can never fetch water for a woman. If that kind of person is, he say, I can never fetch water from the well from a woman, this and that, it's weakness. That is not weakness, that is strength. It takes a strong man to do that. Amen. And the one who will not do that, that will not stretch forth his hand to the woman, that is the weak man. Sometimes their culture is good, but there are negative aspects of our culture, which we must reject it. You know? So I'll go fresh water for them, and after some time, he's changed and he began doing it. You know? He began to do it. So what am I saying? What am I saying in a nutshell? Amen. Amen. So, then, if you look at the two names she was called, woman, then female. What's the spelling of female again? You have male as a standalone. What is added to male? Is it before or is it after? Eh? He said, yes. He said, God created them and called their name what? Mankind. Male and what? Female. And he put the woman's name forth. So God is a prophet. The Bible says the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of prophecy. That was a prophecy. How the home should look like. How relationship between the man and the woman should look like. Upon that foundation, he rested the foundation of the whole world. Simple. Even your home, he said, woman, he said, husband, love your wife as a weaker vessel, so that your prayers be not what? He said, your prayer will be stopped, no matter how fervent you are in the spirit realm. If you abuse your wife, if you don't treat her well, say, God, say, I will not hear your prayer. And then last of all, I'll show you that scripture and I'm done. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Timothy 5, is it 18? Sorry. He said, if any provide not for his own household. 8. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Please, we are going to read it together. What did he say? If anyone provide not for his own house, and in the lineage of house, who stays for the man, who stays at the top? You are not even convinced. The woman. So, I said, in the order, organogram of the woman, who stays on top for the man? The woman. He said, if any provide not for his own, and especially those of his own house, he has denied the faith, no matter his confession. Can you see the value that God placed on the home? That relationship. Can you see the strength? He said, if he has denied the faith, it's okay. That means the person is a non-believer. He said, the guy is even worse than a person that does not believe. I don't know that level again. The worst you know is a non-believer. He said, this person is worse than a believer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, I believe my people have not done any offense. I've just spoken about your wives. And I'm sure you are happy. Eh? I'm sure you are excited. Right? Yeah. So, please, let's just be on our feet. Let's just be on our feet. Can you begin to appreciate God for a new spirit? All I did is to show us the mind of God as it stands. The mind of, you know, people say, when they want to talk, I say, okay, people want to talk about, even women want to talk about men. They say all kinds of nasty things. Even men too want to talk about women. They say all kinds of nasty things. But do you know what they are doing? There are two people on earth. And there are two kingdoms on earth. It depends on where you want to speak from. The Bible says in Matthew chapter Matthew 13, verse 38. He said the field is the world. He said the good seed are the children of the kingdom. And the bad seed, the tares, are the children of the wicked one. There are two people on earth. There are children of God on earth and there are the children of Satan on earth. So if you want to talk about a woman, who are the image you are going to see? Are you going to look at what the children of Satan are doing? You're not going to understand the woman, and then begin you to relate to the wife. Or are you going to look at men, what the sons of evil? Men are like this, so you see this man, my neighbor, look at this. And then young people are growing up. They have the wrong image in their mind because they are beholding the wrong thing. They are not beholding the mirror of God. They are beholding the mirror of Satan. Looking at how men have bastardized marriage. The children of this world. But I want to tell you, they are children of God that are getting it right in the marriage. They are doing the right thing. The precious woman is there. Says, strength and honor her clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to her household and is not the bread of idleness. He said her children arises, they grow up and they call her blessed. He's even her husband and he praises her. He said many women have done virtuously. There are so many virtuous women, but you are more than them. He said, but thou excel them all. He said, beauty is vain. And a perfume, a perfume is vanity of no value. Said, but the woman that praises the Lord, she shall be what? She shall be praised. He said, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Time to appreciate your father and pray. Spoken with the woman, you know, pray. Look at the precious woman. She opens her mouth with wisdom. 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 She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the law of kindness is on her tongue. Can you begin to breathe a new life into your home? Those of you that are not yet married, can you begin to pray? Because even if you are not into a relationship, can you begin to pray to the Lord to prepare? It's a big task. The Bible calls it mystery. There are three mysteries in the Bible. The mystery of godliness, the mystery of iniquity, and the third mystery is the mystery of marriage. He says, like a mystery, the union between Christ and his church is so chambay. The first place, let me tell you, you think it's the church, you think it's this congregation that will meet together. The first place in the order of God, where the kingdom of God will be expressed in the home. The first outlet, the first immediate outlet for God's kingdom in the home. I want to tell us you have responsibility. Women, you have responsibility. The man, you have responsibility. You have responsibility to God. And you have responsibility to your generation. I need you. Words govern life. Words govern life. that you make the earth. The word you speak. The word you speak. The word is speaking peace. I repeat, one of the important things you'll be doing at the word you speak. Every home. Somebody said the word you speak. Become the houses you live in. Become the home we eventually come to live in. Walls as home. Walls create life. Walls create atmosphere. The words you speak. The words you speak. The Lord is going to help your tongue and going to help your heart. In Jesus' name, before I say the final prayer, they say the best wine is here for the last. And I want to appreciate our Gio. She's a woman. Please, can you put her hands together for her? Can we tell her we love you? Mama, we love you. Thank you so much for providing a leadership that is unique. A leadership that we are proud of. Amen. And she gives us so much liberty in this place. Much liberty. And we say I want us to appreciate our husband as well. Pastor Daoud Kassim. And I want to appreciate the entire pastorate and the leadership of this house. And then last of all, I want to appreciate the men. Can you put your hands together for the men? They are so wonderful. They are so exceptional. In Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for this new atmosphere. Thank you for this new light that you shed forth in our spirit. Thank you because we know that we have responsibility. But with responsibility comes grace. Grace. Concerning Job, you say that, have you considered my servant Job? In Ezekiel, you say, I sought for a man so that I can be proud of him. So that I can tell my angels that, have you seen this man on earth? Thank you. Lord, you find us faithful. And you help us to be faithful to the end. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Ask him tonight to put a nation on your heart.